That gets past you, is there, Captain? 10 out of 10 for observation, and the same marks for stating the damn obvious.
Aren't you going to meet her, sir?
I'm on my way now. It's not every day that you're told that the world you stand on could be the best last hope to prevent a galactic disaster.
Not even a white Christmas.
Professor Summerfield?
That's me! Who are you?
I'm Investigator Raymond Harding. I got your message.
I would say it's a pleasure to meet you, but I've been dragged halfway across the system.
Yeah, I think we should discuss your problem in my office, Professor.
I hope I'm dealing with someone with considerable power and influence, Mr. Hardy, and have not been fobbed off with some kind of junior civil servant.
I can reassure you that I'm no kind of civil servant, Professor. Now, please, this way. We'll have to go through customs.
Is that the dame all this fuss is for, Mr. Baron?
It is indeed, Miss Tervey. As they say, the game's afoot.
She doesn't look all that special to me. And what is she wearing?
As everyone on Marlowe's world and beyond will soon know, appearances can be quite deceptive. It will be amusing to see if this professor is as astute as I've been led to believe.
Are we going to follow them?
There's really no need. I know exactly where they're heading, but we need to get you there first. I think we need to create a distraction.
Hop in, Professor.
This has seen better days, hasn't it? Are you sure it's safe? Can it even hover? It's ancient.
I prefer classic. It's more than adequate. And didn't you know that retro's in?
Retro might be in. Don't have that dilapidated. I bet you even have to drive it yourself.
That's illegal on Marlowe's world, Professor. Now, if you want to get out of the rain... My officers, please, hover car. We should be there in about 20 minutes.
I'm sorry to ask, Mr. Hardy, but exactly who are you?
I was about to ask the same, Professor.
Surely you know. Marlowe Central was contacted over a day ago with all the details.
I'm sorry, Professor Summerfield, but Marlowe Central don't want anything to do with you. The information I heard was from a newscast on the And Finally channel.
You're nothing to do with the authorities.
That's more or less right. But put yourself in their shoes. They receive a frankly bizarre message about the arrival of a somehow previously undetected pulsar in your sector of space that's somehow pulsing the coordinates of Marlowe's world in... what was it? Morse code?
Morse code.
Yeah, whatever that is.
You've missed out the important bit.
Oh, this is my favourite part. And let me see if I get this right. This previously unknown pulsar is now travelling through your sector of space at incredible velocity. And within 48 hours, planetoid KS-159 and much, much more will be swept away.
It's more like a day and a half now. I was the nearest of Brax's people to Marlowe's world when I got the message. I'm a long way from home. Hang on.
Information. There is a buildup of traffic ahead.
Calculate another route.
Processing.
What the? We've been wrecked!
What the hell?
Information.
Ow!
The hover car behind is processing. Deliberately causing damage to this vehicle. A complaint and report has automatically been sent to the appropriate local authority.
Old enough to have manual drive, but I can't get it to work. Come on. Oh, damn it! Computer, give me manual access now!
Cannot comply.
What?
Cannot comply.
Then go faster, you stupid machine!
Cannot comply.
And that driver doesn't look happy to see us. In fact, he looks possessed. Who have you been getting on the wrong side of? More importantly, can you get this thing away from him?
I'm trying to concentrate, Professor. Other cars aren't my strong point. If I can get this access panel to open, perhaps I can override the computer.
Cannot comply.
There's another one, and it's ramming right side, honey. You've got to do something.
I'm trying.
Cannot
hang
comply.
On, we're going down.
Cannot comply. Cannot comply.
We'll have to get out of this ground traffic.
And away from those madmen who are trying to kill us.
Over there, that building. Oh, they seem to have gone.
You don't seem that bothered, Mr. Hardy.
Hmm? No, it's just relief. All I know is that I'm in one piece. Oh, but my poor car.
It's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
I've not had it long either.
No, I meant round here. Look at it.
Oh, border of the banking and light industrial sectors. This highway is one of the city's main thoroughfares. My office is over that way.
Shouldn't we wait for the police? What the?
We're not getting away this time.
Hardy, run!
Hold on!
Get off me!
Just a moment.
What are you waiting for? We could be shot at any second.
I took you to be smarter than this, Professor. Can't you see where that shot came from? I'm not going out there. Now come on, down the alleyway. It will take us somewhere.
Hopefully away from those murderous kids, Hardy. I am not having a good day.
It will take us somewhere more public. We should be safer.
What the hell have you done to have two attempts on your life in one day?
I tend to stick my nose into too many other people's businesses. It's a failing of mine. But you should be grateful. Otherwise, no one at all will be interested in your bad story.
Do you know where we are?
The banking sector. My office is that way.
And it's not a mad story. I can't believe the authorities of this world haven't got all the necessary information from Brax. This is not a joke. Within a day and a half, my home will be destroyed.
And all you've got to go on is a coded message given the coordinates of this world. And that's it. This isn't a small planetoid with a collection of antiquities. This is a massive G-class planet. Now, how the hell do you think you'll find anything to help you in about 36 hours? It is a mad story, Professor Summerfield.
So why are you helping me?
I like mad stories. They keep me entertained.
This isn't about your entertainment, Mr. Hardy. This is about my evacuated family and friends. This is about how it's Christmas Day tomorrow and how my home is about to be blown to smithereens by the end of Boxing Day. Do you find that funny?
Okay, you're right, Professor. We'll get you to the council and see if we can get someone to believe you. A bank robbery? Get down! Behind this car!
Of all you useless idiots, that was a disaster.
We got the money, Mr. Baron.
Most of it, yes. But you let the cashier sound the alarms. Where's that damn driver? The cops will be here any time now.
He should be here, Mr. Baron. I don't understand.
That's not a surprise. Right, that car there. I can't wait for the driver. He'll pay for his incompetence later. You'll hotwire it? You can do that, can't you?
Of course, Mr. Baron.
They're heading here.
Those guns certainly look like they're overcompensating for something.
Well, who cares about that?
Oh, they're an ugly-looking bunch.
Well, I'm sure their mothers love them. But if they find us...
Then I suggest we run. Now.
But they'll shoot us.
And they'll have an even better aim if we stay here. Come on!
No. Hold on. I've got... Oh, where is it? Ah, here. This little gizmo should get the car open. Get in!
Unauthorized. Resetting. Welcome to your new car. Please state destination.
Stay where you are, both of you, or I shoot.
My hands are in the air, and I'm staying exactly where I am. Big black blasters in my face tend to bring that out of me.
Move away from the car. Now!
And now we're moving.
To imbeciles. Get in the car.
Mr. Baron.
We have you covered. Lay down your weapons. If you do not lay down your weapons, we will open fire.
But we could get hit.
Kill that driver. I had this planned to perfection.
Lay down your weapons. This is your final warning.
We're not involved with these people.
Shut up, woman. Actually, you'd make a good hostage. Come here.
Get off her.
Yes, get off me.
Cease firing. You might have killed my friends here, but if you don't back off, this lady will be missing her fascinating little head.
You are surrounded. You cannot escape. Release your hostage.
Back off, or she dies. Now!
Excuse me.
What?
Run beneath!
Oh, he's coming round already. I don't think you hit him hard enough.
Well, maybe that's because I don't have too much practice of that sort of thing. And start looking where you're going. Lay down your weapon.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, hell.
That's horrible.
But you know...
Yes, it could have been worse. It could have been us that were burnt to a crisp...
Giving our reports to the police. Not what I needed. Done the morning of being battered by hover cars and almost taken hostage. You know, things like that happen far too often to me.
Damn, the lift's out. Oh, sorry, you were saying?
Oh, never mind. And you haven't told me who could be after you.
I might have made a few enemies in my time.
Why have we come to your office?
It's after office hours, Professor.
So? Oh... What you're telling me is that anyone who could in the slightest way help me will have gone home.
That's more than likely. However, I might be able to find home addresses of council members on the datanet. That's why we're here. That and the fact that I'm skipping this city. Well, if someone's after me, it's time to head for my country retreat.
You said you were going to help me. Without some kind of assistance, Goddess alone knows how I'll be able to find and convince someone that my homeworld's about to be destroyed.
Stand still.
What? Here to finish the job.
I can't see through walls, you know.
What are we going to do?
Here, take this.
You had a blaster all this time. You had two blasters?
I lifted them in the police station.
What?
Quiet.
So you steal from the police, but you don't look your office.
Does it matter? Now stay low and cover me.
Don't shoot! I'm unarmed!
Who the hell are you?
Hi, my name is, Topsy Turvey, and I desperately need, your help, Mr. Hardy. I think my husband is trying to kill me. You've gotta protect me. Don't shoot me!
Miss Turvey, don't I know you?
Well, I did come third in the media cast of the fourth series of So You Want to Revive a Flagging Career.
Hardy, I don't need this. Point me to your computer and I'll start trying to find someone who can help me. You're being about as much
help
as...
It's through there, Professor.
Gee, honey, you got a scowl that could dent cement.
And in little over a day, it's likely to be a permanent feature if I don't find someone on this damn planet to help me.
Hi, I'm doing my best. Now the computer's through there. I'll be right with you after I've talked to Ms. Turvey here.
Topsy Turvey.
She is not a very nice lady.
I can hear you.
Bernice is just worried. She's certainly not what I expected. I wonder if this will work. Now, Ms. Turvey, aren't you the assistant of that illusionist guy? The dazzling, what was it?
Darren.
Darren? The dazzling Darren, and I thought Topsy Turvey.
I thought you were doing research.
I am.
Well, how about doing it quietly? Now, Miss Turvey, I've seen the act. It's very impressive.
It was. was impressive. But my poor Darren is dead. I went to his apartment this morning and there were police everywhere.
What happened?
My husband killed him.
Are you sure of that?
Well, he is a gangster. Have you heard of Maximilian Tchaikovsky?
Everyone's heard of one-eyed mad Max Kachovsky, Mr. Hervey.
So you know that I'll need protection. He's obviously heard of my affair.
I take it that was with Darren?
Yes, that's right. And now Maximilian will be after me. You don't betray Maximilian Kachovsky. You've got to protect me. You don't know what he's like, Mr. Hardy.
Well, everyone knows what one-eyed, mad Max Kachovsky is like, Miss Turvey. I can't believe you're after a bit on the side when you're mad Max's mole. Anyway, I'm not here to moralise, but I'm afraid I'm not your man. You're not the only person who suddenly found themselves in need of protection.
What do you mean?
I'm leaving this city tonight. Today, right now.
But you can't.
Oh, I think I can. Oh, I'm sorry, but there are plenty of other people out there who I'm sure can help a pretty lady like yourself, Miss Turvey. Even if you do have Max Kachovsky on your tail. No, oh, I'm going to have to say that it's been a pleasure meeting you and good evening.
You're throwing me out? You complete pig!
Listen, lady, if men are after me and your gangster husband is after you, what are the chances of you surviving the week?
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Hardy, and I hope you'll be okay. Goodbye.
Oh, I wonder what all that was about. He's really going to have to do a lot better than that. Now, Professor Summerfield, how are you doing in there?
I'm not really getting anywhere. Taxi!
Miss Turvey, are you all right?
I think so, Mr. Hardy. What fell?
You have got to be kidding me.
What?
A piano. A great, big, bloody grand piano smashed into tiny pieces next to a woman whose life is apparently under threat.
Yes. It looks odd, but it's not so weird, Bernice. There's a music school four floors above my office. I think it even keeps the rent down.
Okay. That was close, though. If Topsy here had been a foot to the right, she'd have been dead. I'm keeping my eye out for large and threatening safes.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Your time's running out!
Oh! Hardy! What are you doing?
Stay in the line! Now get over it! Bernice! Topsy, come back inside!
Do you reckon it's safe? We're being shot at! We're pinned down!
Okay then, stay by that car. It's giving you shelter.
And it's my car.
Then get inside it! We can't get back into the office without being shot at.
So we'll get in my car and drive off? But they'll follow me. That's bound to be one of Maximilian's men. I am a dead name.
It's the best time I can come up with at such short notice, Topsy. Get in!
Bernie!
We should be okay. But I don't know how long for.
Please state destination.
Downtown, car. And ship on.
And where do you think you two are going?
The bank robber? But...
Right in front of me, and he's dead. He's shot. He's been shot. Oh my god. Oh my god, he was there. He was pointing a gun right at me.
Yes,
but now
Topsy,
he's dead. I can't believe it. He's a dead man. He's been shot. My car's
Bernice,
going.
Are you alright?
Yes. No. Oh, computer.
Please state destination.
Bernice!
Where did you want to go, Topsy?
Downtown. There's a little club I know, and I think we should be safe.
There's something not adding up here, Topsy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Figures aren't really my strong point. Hold on. Car, downtown. The Blue Oyster Club. Fast as possible.
You might as well get up, Mr. Bannum. The professor has gone.
That was a good shot, Hardy. Right in the back.
Bear with me. Just let me fix this shirt.
That's better.
Does Professor Summerfield suspect?
Turning up alive after you had been blasted to a crisp? Well, it's certainly given her pause for thought.
But no matter how clever you think she is, she's not going to work it out.
There's a lot of confusion in her mind, yes. But just you wait and see.
The imminent destruction of her homeworld is taking up most of her thoughts. She'll be so concerned about solving that problem that she won't be able to think about anything else.
They never can focus on more than one task at a time, can they? Their minds are entertaining, but often staggeringly vague. Still, I have high hopes for this one.
I think too many people overestimate Professor Bernice Summerfield. Besides, you're making it easy for her. All this running about, playing the bad guy, it's almost cheating.
Sorry about that.
I do mean to be completely underhanded.
You're not going to win.
We'll see.
I can't believe that my Maximilian is really trying to kill me.
Really, Topsy?
We've had a good marriage. Some people might think that he's a monster.
Topsy, I don't know what's going on, but that man we just saw killed, and I witnessed this, was burnt to a crisp by police blaster fire after trying to hold me hostage earlier today.
Well, that can't be right. He's one of Maximilian's goons. He has to be.
I've not seen too many people returning from the dead. Why are we slowing down?
There is a buildup of traffic ahead.
I've been here before. Computer, take the next turning. Sod any traffic laws, just get us away from here.
What's wrong?
This is different.
What are they all doing?
They're heading this way.
I can see that, but why?
Maybe they're your fans?
Oh, I'm not this famous.
Perhaps they've seen your show.
Hey, lady, me and Darren have... Oh, no. Poor Darren. What am I going to do without him? Maybe this lad has been hired by Maximilian. We are going to die, Bernice.
Topsy, this is not the time. You've got to keep yourself together.
But they look like they really, really hate us.
I've only been on this planet an afternoon.
I can't stand that noise, Bernice.
How hovery does this car get?
What?
How high can you make it go?
Oh, it'll manage about 2 meters.
Let's hope it's enough. I just hope I don't hurt anyone. Car, rise as high as you can. Bet you've got to comply due to likelihood of injury to passengers inside.
Computer, override the safety doodle thing.
Acknowledged. Safety protocols disengaged. A report of your actions has automatically been sent to the appropriate local authorities.
Oh, well, fine is the least of my worries. Bernice, there are cars following us!
Any weapons on board?
None.
And you married a gangster?
Hey, Maximilian can be a lovely man, but I didn't say I liked him being a gangster.
God, not again. Is there any way we can get manual on this thing?
Hello? They don't let people drive themselves on Marlowe's world, you know? That'd be mad.
Really? If you don't stop screaming at that pitch, Topsy, I think my brain will melt.
But they're shooting at us!
And wailing like a banshee in a car that neither of us can drive is going to...
It is not my fault that I am highly strung. It is my parents. My mom was a tightrope walker, and my dad was a psychoanalyst.
Well, it looks like I'm not ever likely to meet your family, Topsy. In fact, it looks like I'm not ever going to meet anyone again. Say hello to the crowd! Into a brick wall.
My God!
I don't think any all-knowing, all-seeing deity had anything to do with this, Topsy. Ugh. I wonder how long we were out. Oh, what the heck is that noise?
No! Look at them!
I know figures aren't your strong point, Topsy, but how many hundreds of people would you say are heading this way?
I don't know.
Too many. And you believe these men, women, and children are all employed by your gangster husband? No, me neither.
Do you think we should start running or something?
That's usually what happens about now. Come on then, let's go!
Which way?
Not towards the welcoming committee would be my best bet. Do you know where we are?
I'm not sure. I can never tell in the dark.
Are we anywhere near your club?
I don't think so.
It's too young. Ah, look, we can hide in that park. If we can make it that far, come on! Come on, Topsy!
I don't think that's a park.
Wait for me! We've lost them.
I can still hear them. I bet we've not lost them for long.
You're pessimistic, but you're probably right.
Did you see their faces? They look possessed, Bernice. I am frightened. I don't think I've ever been so scared. Not even when I found out Darren had been killed.
And I'm getting annoyed.
What?
Oh, never mind. Oh, this isn't a park. I think it's a zoo.
It's the Central Animal Preserve.
You make it sound like a nasty flavor of jam.
But this isn't the main entrance.
Oh, good thing, too. I don't fancy meeting any more of the city's psychotic inhabitants today, do you? I wonder why you're not affected, Topsy.
I don't understand.
Me neither. Listen, there are hundreds of Marley Central's good citizens who are after our blood. But not you. Do you have any idea why? I know I've had some particularly nasty reviews for my work, but nothing on this scale. Although there was that time...
Aren't we going to hide?
You're right. I need time to think. Something or someone's affecting these people. And that's one thing a zoo at night shouldn't have. People.
How do we get in? The gate is locked.
I bet nobody heard that.
You've got a gun!
Hardy gave it to me earlier.
But you could have shot at the crowd! We could have been...
I've not had much experience of crazed mobs. Although that veterans convention on Mars comes close, but this lot, like you said, seem possessed. I don't think it's fair. Or is the word I'm looking for, sporting?
Bernice, you're rambling. Are you all right?
Actually, I think I'm getting better all the time. Just accept that I don't think it's right to fire on people who are under some sort of mind control.
Mind control? Gee, lady, that's a very vivid imagination you've got there. Is that what you think is really happening?
I've seen far too many examples of mind control.
You have a very strange life, Bernice.
And sometimes even I get fed up with it. Come on, less chatting, more hiding. And hope to the goddess that this little lot don't find us. Close the gate behind you. Let me find somewhere safe where I can think of what to do next. They didn't lock the door. Who'd want to break in here? It's like every teenager's room in the universe rolled into one.
At least I can't hear that chanting anymore.
Like a woman who looks for that strontium lining.
Pity I don't like cephalumps.
Is that what these big smelly buggers are called? What don't you like about them? They look placid enough. Bloody huge, though, aren't they? Those two chunks of theirs are a bit odd, though.
I've always been scared of cephalumps. Ever since I saw one fall off a podium at a circus, it just overbalanced and went crazy. The noise was terrible. There was this mass panic. The other cephalumps all joined in.
Oh, you were hurt?
Well, for a moment, I lost my parents in the crash. I thought I was going to die. Can we hide somewhere else, Bernice?
I think we should stay.
That's it! That's the noise!
Yeah, calm down. It's just a cephalump that's seen us there. Surprised it. Maybe we're not part of its routine. Maybe it's expecting food.
Maybe it's its own burglar alarm. Oh, I can't stand the noise!
That's pretty formidable, isn't it?
Oh!
Stop panicking!
If they want to follow us, they've got to squeeze themselves through a door. A Bernice and Topsy-sized door, not a Zephyr-lump-sized door. Just stop it! Calm down and think. We need somewhere to hide.
What about the zookeeper's office? We should be safe in there.
Well, there's bound to be someone still in the grounds, even at night. And he or she could be as crazed as all those people out there. No, we'll need to hide out in another of the animal houses.
But Bernice!
Oh, don't worry, we'll pick one that's a little less threatening. How about that birdhouse over there?
Sure. You know, I used to have a parakeet when I was little. It was so cute. I taught it to talk and everything.
Charming. Could we pick up the pace?
Little Marvin. He made me so happy. I love that little bird. Until the accident with Dad's hopper car.
Go on. After you. Get inside. Funny how no one locks anything in this town.
Oh, they are so beautiful. Hello.
Professor's getting close, you know, Hardy. You can tell.
That's because you're damn well making it easy for her.
Only because you've made this world so malleable. You might have been running your little train set for, what is it, centuries now? I can never keep track of time. But she'll see it for what it is. I mean, look what she's doing now.
You're the one who's making the animals behave that way.
But it's all part of the plot, isn't it? What we agreed, how far we can push her to see whether this Bernice really is all that bright.
And she isn't. Look at her now, hiding from a baying mob, cowering in some dark corner like a frightened mouse. She's just like all the others.
Now, there's no need to be so dismissive of your beloved subjects or the professor. I'm sure she's going to surprise you.
I don't get this. Why is everything out to get me?
I'm beginning to think you've got an overinflated sense of your own importance. This way.
What do you mean?
Oh, just move.
Where to?
No more animal houses, that's for sure.
Bernice!
Oh, come on, hurry!
Let's not go that way!
Why not? What the hell?
Zygers, they'll tear us apart!
Okay, think, Bernice, think. That way!
What now? Fryons! Oh, Bernice! Oh,
fine, this way then!
They're sea bears! They've escaped and they're coming this way!
Oh, please!
Fryons and Zygers and sea bears!
Oh, my. Right, in there, you.
But I thought you said
one should be safe. Look what it says. Cute little mammal house.
If you're sure.
Come on! I can't wait to see how this one turns out.
You've gone far enough, Baron.
You're no fun.
You've got hundreds of people and the animals after Bernice.
I think you'll find under the terms of our agreement I'm entitled
You're hardly playing fair.
I want the prize.
You've twisted the rules. I'm calling a halt.
Hold on. Let me try one last thing.
Bernice?
Topsy?
It stopped.
I know.
So why am I still frightened? What was that?
My guess would be a cute little mammal. What animals do they keep in here, Topsy?
Lamsters, zerbils, deer cats. But I guess I've not been to a zoo in years.
I think it'll be a while before I visit another.
Oh, look! Deer cats! Are they oh so lovely?
Topsy, you have the most amazing ability to go from damsel in distress to gushing girly in mere seconds.
Don't you just love their little antlers? And those little eyes. Aren't there rather a lot of them? And they're all looking right
at me.
What are they doing?
They're throwing themselves against the glass.
What is so funny? They're hurting themselves.
This has gone far enough.
Bernice, what are you talking about?
Hardy,
Hardy, show yourself!
Bernice? What's Mr. Hardy got to do with anything?
Shut up, Topsy. For the last time, Hardy! I'm not playing this stupid game anymore!
I've done it! I've won!
You cheated!
You set up this game. If you don't want to play by your own rules...
You took it too far. That was too much. You were over-egging the pudding.
I'll say. So which of you is going to tell me where I am and what the hell you think you're doing?
Give me my prize, Hardy. You know how long I've just existed, never truly lived. Eternity. Dry, cold, empty eternity. That's over. I never thought. Give me my prize!
Prize? What prize?
He's after a piece of this.
A big chunk of quartz?
That's what it looks like to you.
And now it's mine, yes. Hand it over!
You've had me running around all day for something that'll look nice on the mantelpiece.
I'll have to thank you properly, Bernice. I can call you that, can't I? I knew you'd see through Hardy's charade of a world.
Because you made it so damn easy.
Oh, it was barren, was it?
Falling pianos, bank heists, and that business in the zoo, so obvious.
It worked. It helped her see through the illusion, all part of the game.
It was so unsubtle, cheap.
It worked.
You can stop being so proud of yourself, Baron. And Hardy, stop being bloody patronising. I knew something was up when you called the Braxtiatel collection KS159. That wasn't in the message sent by Brax to Marlow Central, and I never mentioned it.
Ah.
Now, who the hell are you?
I told you she was bright. For an ephemeral.
An ephemeral?
Maybe not that bright. A mortal, Professor Summerfield. Human. An interesting and entertaining one, but mortal nonetheless.
Your kind are mayflies, so tiny, inconsequential. Your lives pass so swiftly, you touch so little, change even less.
Hardy, I didn't think you'd be ganging up on us poor ephemerals with a man who's just cheated you.
And your senses are blinkered, you scrabble in the dark for some meaning, some truth. Whereas we...
are very high and mighty and full of yourselves.
We are eternal.
Never heard of you. And I couldn't care less. My home's in danger and I think it's your fault.
Not that blinkered, then.
Hand me my share of the enlightenment, Hardy. I just want my share, then all this can be over.
I don't think so.
What? Give it to me. The game is over. I won. I deserve it.
Hey, calm down, Baron. It's only a piece of crystal.
You have no idea. You cannot know how unremitting the wastes of eternity are, Professor. This is only the beginning. With even just a shard of enlightenment, I can have whatever I want.
Never heard of the phrase, be careful what you wish for.
And I want power!
Right. I get it. This little crystal...
it's so much more than...
I get it! So, this will give you power, somehow. And Hardy here has been using it to, what, make himself a life on Marlowe's world?
No, I made Marlowe's world. This is my creation.
Of course. The way those people in the mobs behaved. Nobody real acts like that.
Those people, Professor, are as real as you are.
But they were just zombies. Except for Topsy.
Ah.
She was under orders too.
She played her part. She led you here, eventually.
If she's like everyone else, why was she playing along like that?
She had no choice. None of the losers do.
The losers?
You're the first winner, Bernice. And we've been playing this game for a terribly long time.
You mean that... the pawns like me have to stay here to add to your menagerie. Oh, you are sick.
You're not a pawn, Bernice. More like a champion. I was allowed to choose anyone in time and space, and I picked you.
You're saying I should feel flattered? You're playing games with how many millions of people's lives?
And that's only the beginning. You've heard enough. Hardy, give me my prize or I fire.
You're going to shoot me.
Yes, it's clever making a gun appear out of thin air, I'm sure. And your powers do seem to be all-conquering, but so are his, surely. He's an eternal, too. You can't just shoot him.
You'd be surprised.
Hardy has no idea how much his love for this world and for his people has changed him. I'm going to show him.
Oh.
Hardy!
You've become mortal.
What?
You've lived on your silly world for so long that you live by its rules. I saw it happening years ago.
Why wait? Why now?
I had to wait until the game was won, until you revealed the whereabouts of the Enlightenment, which is now mine.
Not so fast, Buster.
No! Leave the Enlightenment alone!
So much for guns, eh? So, this is what Enlightenment does, is it? I don't want to be harmed. You can't harm me!
You don't understand. Please, hand it over.
It really works. Goddess. Right. I've had enough of this, Baron. I've had enough of being chased, being shot at, being taken across the galaxy on yet another wild goose chase. I've had enough of being used, and I've had enough of you! I wish, just for once, I wish I led a normal life!
No!
I don't know why I agreed to making 144 iced buns for the Residents Association meeting. Never. I say never again. Afternoon, Topsy. I'm in the kitchen. Oh, call me Benny. Everyone does. How are you?
Is the lovely Jason home? Oh, you've been cooking. Smells delicious. How's Peter?
Peter's fine in his pen. And it's just a little cooking, can't you tell? I'm doing the buns for the residents, do. Thought I'd make a good impression as I'm fairly new around here. But 144, I must be mad. What are you taking?
Me? I'm doing my lemon and avocado dip. You'll love it. I just have to find buckets big enough. Anyway, I'm not here about that. I've come to see if you'll sign my petition to make sure that Mr. Clitheroe, at number 76, wears trousers around his house.
You can't do that.
Oh, you can't see what I can see first thing in the morning. And what poor Mrs. Younghusband thinks at number 82.
After she drove away Mr. Younghusband. You've got to be joking. There is no poor Mrs. Younghusband. I know I've been here no time at all, but I know whatever Dolly Younghusband might see early in the morning will be water off the proverbial.
Really? You are a quick worker, Benny. Tell me. Anyway, that's not the point, is it?
I can have a word with Teddy Clitheroe if you'd like, at the residence meeting.
Oh, could you? That would be marvelous. He never listens to me. He just thinks I'm some dizzy blonde bimbo.
Oh, that'll be the second batch ready. No rest for the...
Oh, grief, what was that?
Peter!
All right, woman. Where is it?
Oh, Peter, okay. Thank God. Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
He's got a gun, Bernice.
And I'll use it if she doesn't tell me where the Enlightenment is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't give me that.
Enlightenment? Isn't that some kind of baking soda?
Silence, woman. Tell me where the Enlightenment is, or so help me.
Don't shoot! I have a baby!
This is your final warning. Where is it?
Please! Please don't hurt me! I don't know what you're talking about. I swear. I'm just here. They're looking after my baby. Baking for a party, waiting for my husband to come home. Talking with my friend. Just normal things. I don't know anything about something called enlightenment. Please, just go away. Oh, no. Look, Topsy.
And I won't stop there. Now think hard. Remember where the Enlightenment is.
I have this thing, whatever it's called.
I know you do.
Then you won't kill me.
But I will kill your child.
Get away from him, you monster! I said I don't know anything!
Wait! This isn't your baby.
What?
Peter's older. He's walking. He's not a baby. I can see your memories of him. and he's only half human. This isn't really your child.
My memories are half human? I don't understand.
This world you've made.
His father's
Killoran, you're starting to remember. I'd be surprised if you couldn't. The link between mother and child, especially your child.
Jason! Oh, thank heavens! He was going to kill Peter!
Come on, now! That won't keep him down. We've got to get out of here. Come on! No! Leave the child. He's not important.
What? Leave Peter, our child, behind?
You know that's not true, Bernice. I'll bring him if you must. Damn, he's waking up. Bernice! Bernice, I don't want to panic you, but can you think of somewhere, anywhere, somewhere you felt the safest in your life? All you have to do is think about it and we'll be there.
I can't think. My home's just been attacked.
Look at me, Bernice. I need you to do this. I don't know where the Enlightenment is, so I can't use it. I need you.
I don't know what this Enlightenment is!
It doesn't matter. Just try to calm yourself. Look at me. Don't think about anything else. Focus. Focus. Can you think of somewhere safe?
There's something.
Yes, I can see it too. It's so far away. So far, it's almost not here at all. But so close too. It's everywhere. A perfect hiding place.
You're reading my mind.
Of course I am, Bernice. Time, space, thought, they're nothing to us.
This is so strange.
Focus, Bernice, please. The room. Focus on the warm room.
What a strange room. Do you know where we are?
Are you telling me that you don't?
I have a slight idea, but I have the strangest feeling that this is something out of another life.
That's because it is, Bernice.
I shouldn't be here. I have my own life. With Peter and my family and friends, I should get back to it. I'm baking 144 buns.
But which life, Bernice? That one isn't safe, but this one you're showing me.
But I want to go back to the other place or the buns will burn.
No! Go back there and we'll be at Baron's mercy. And believe me, I can't protect you for long. He will get what he wants, one way or another.
But I don't know what he wants.
It doesn't matter. Think of it as the genie in the lamp. Ah, and I see you're particularly familiar with Earth, Pantomime. You're Aladdin, and you can make any wish you like.
What?
Reach out. Feel the power you have. Take us to your really safe place, and Baron need never find us again.
Us? Take us somewhere, but you're...
I'm this Jason, your husband, aren't I? You love me. And you, me and Peter, we can be safe and sound and live happily ever after. If you just take us to that safe place you showed me. Otherwise, we'll be running from Baron forever.
Forever?
He'll never stop until he's got what he wants.
Forever's an awfully long time.
We would have all the time in the world if you...
No, you don't fool me. Even if I'm trying to fool myself, none of this is real. And neither was that TV advert life back there. I've shown you the one thing I know to be real, and it's hurtling through space on a crash course with my bedside table. I know where we'll go. We'll use this crystal of yours to go there now. I did it. I'm back, my shuttle.
You fool. You have the power of enlightenment. Anything you can conceive could be yours, and you give it all up to come back to this universe. You are doomed here.
Lovely to see you again, Baron. I wondered how long it would be before you showed up. And doomed? Who cares about doomed? That's my home out there.
If the power Enlightenment offers you is of such little concern, then hand it over now. Give it to its rightful owner.
Oh, shut up! I'm a little bit tired of your whining over your stupid game, and I'm tired of fake worlds for the fake people. I just want to sort this mess out once and for all.
Give it up, or...
Oh, what? Take a pop at me? This crystal...
Don't even think about dropping it.
This crystal gives me more power than I think even you could dream of. Try and pull anything now, and I'll swat you down like the insignificant gnat you think I am.
Listen to her, Baron.
Hardy, where did you come from? I thought you were...
Dead. By definition, killing an Eternal is rather difficult. You destroyed my mortal form and also destroyed all my creations, since one of those was my mortality.
You reverted to your normal self. It's good to have you back, my old sparring partner.
Will the two of you stop with the sportsmanship? This isn't a game. For all the millions of people your little diversion has affected, this is life.
But the game still goes on.
What do you mean?
Look at the view screen, Professor Summerfield.
What is that?
That's the pulsar. Can't you hear it? Throbbing. All that power bearing down on your home world.
What's he doing there? I thought you said all your creations would have been wiped out when you died.
That would be my doing. The pulsar was one of my less subtle gambits to get you involved in the challenge, Professor Summerfield, not Hardy's.
And getting it to pulse in Morse code, something not used in almost 1,000 years. A code an expert in Earth's 20th century happens to know.
I told you she was good, Hardy.
The two of you really are just as bad as each other. You're like schoolboys playing with ants.
You must understand, I was so convinced that you were the right ephemeral for the job that I would have done anything.
You would have destroyed my home!
We were just trying to...
Don't even think of finishing that sentence! There's no just about what you are doing. The pair of you, you've really no idea the damage your games do, have you? Here's what we're going to do. That's just for starters. No more pulsar, no more threat to the collection, and with just a thought, there we are. Everyone's home again. Everyone's a bit confused, but at least they're safe. Oh, and I see Brax is back on top of the situation already. I can leave him to sort everyone out. Now, I need to deal with this.
You could just give the Enlightenment back to me.
Oh, I don't think so. No, I need to be a bit more final about this.
Think before you do anything rash. Don't
just... Who's in charge here, Baron?
I'm just trying to...
Silence! This is where it ends. Now, I'm only guessing, but I imagine that this thing...
Please, don't shake it like that.
I imagine it's... pretty well indestructible. So let me do one last thing. Yes. And now I'm just...
What are you doing?
No. Stupid woman.
What? Oh! I dropped it.
Out of the airlock.
Foolish. Foolish girl. Now you're weak, defenseless. You have cast aside the power of the Enlightenment. You seem to forget. I can simply... Oh.
Oh, indeed.
Baron, can you...
No, I thought I could just step out there and...
Yes, well, that would mean you'd have to be something more than ephemeral.
No. No, no, no!
I can't see her thoughts. There's nothing. I'm alone.
So, how does it feel to be... inconsequential?
I don't understand.
You didn't notice? Right before I chucked the crystal out of the shuttle, I made you both mortal. Properly, utterly mortal. How'd you like being played with then, boys?
The Enlightenment. I will have it. My power will be infinite.
I'm happy to let you have a stroll back out into the vacuum of space if you really want to go looking for it. I'll just pop open the airlock, shall I?
It will be pointless. By now, another of our kind will have seen it and taken it for themselves.
Yes, I rather think it's also pointless because it's in the vacuum of space and you are mortal and you will die if you step out there. Do you never learn?
How could you?
I've held weapons and devices in my hands that could make me the ruler of the universe 10 times over. That's pointless. Power is pointless. And you're going to learn that, because now you're both just like me. You'll learn.
What are you going to do with us, then?
Take you home.
We can't go home. We're stuck, living one moment at a time instead of being able to move throughout eternity.
I'm sure the Braxiatel Collections research teams could learn a lot from you two. Maybe you could spend the rest of your mayfly lives being useful to society. You know, spill a few beans about eternity and all that.
This is outrageous!
Maybe so, but that's how it is. Now sit tight. We'll be home in a jiffy.
Well done, Baron. Look what you've done.
What I've done? How dare you?
Oh, pack it in for pity's sake. Oh, look at that.
What?
The clock. The clock's just about to...
It's ticked on to another of your precious days.
Your precious days too, now. No. Look again. Look at the date.
I remember that date. It was in your mind when we met.
Indeed it was. Merry Christmas, Mr. Hardy.
What's Christmas? What's so special about Christmas?
I saw it in her mind. The exchange of commodities. Spending uncomfortable time with people you normally avoid. A day of religious celebration. Meaningless.
Yes. Just another meaningless day. Nothing special. Nothing out of the ordinary. One more day like all the others. Merry Christmas, Bernie Summerfield.